家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey sports fans, it's me, Adam.
你刚刚那个是什么北美体育解说员 sports commentator 的一个说话方式、
Voice. Right, that's right, talk like this.
其实我们最近说过好几次体育啊，讲过 Euro Cup, 然后讲过 shot 这个词、
right.
是吧，体育里很常用的。那今天呢，我们又要说说体育，因为奥运会就要开始了嘛，全球最大的体育盛世。
Right, well, even if every sports event were canceled or just forgotten about, what we're talking about today is language, idioms that come from sports.
没错 ,idioms, 俚语、mm-hmm. 其实很多英语学习者都非常爱学俚语、
right.
因为他们是一些很有意思 These are very interesting phrases、
right.
你不仅可以在生活当中很多的场景使用而且这个俚语本身背后的故事也特别特别的 fascinating.
Yeah, there's an interesting story, and the truth is idioms and sports idioms especially are things that we actually use them.
没错，特别是在英语里面 especially in American English、
right.
a lot of their idioms come from sports.
Exactly.
好的，那 let's waste no time, let's get the ball rolling.
Oh, what a great place to start. So,、
yeah.
Jenny, have you noticed that a lot of sports have balls?
I have noticed that. 有很多球类运动
Right, right. So the ball here, we don't know which sport this comes from, but get the ball rolling just means let's begin.
对，就是我们开始的意思啊、mm-hmm. Let's get the ball rolling. 其实俚语有一点特别重要的就是你不能随便去改它它是一个固定说法、mm-hmm. 所以 let's get the ball rolling, 你不太能说 let's get a ball rolling,、
right.
or let's get balls rolling.
Let's get balls rolling.
Right, so 大家就要去学它是一个很固定的搭配
Right, right. Although when you said let's get balls rolling, it made me think about Elon Musk.I think he has a lot of different jobs and roles and responsibilities, so he probably needs to get many balls rolling.
Okay, 我们不是 Elon Musk, let's、
right.
just get that one ball, let's get the ball rolling. 所以它的使用场景显而易见，特别是和一群人的时候，对吧？就是 guys, let's get the ball rolling.
Right, right, exactly.
好，那既然讲到 ball, 我下面想分享的一个呢，就是 on the ball.、
Right, so on the ball, this is a great one. It really means you are aware.
就是说你是 in control,
you're in control.
然后你很有能力，对不对？
Right.
别人把事情交给你会非常的放心
right.
比如 Adam, he's always on the ball.
Well, thank you, but there are times when maybe we are sick or something, or we're tired, and we're not really on the ball.、So that's a great excuse to give your boss or to give someone, sorry, I'm not really on the ball today.
所以它既可以是肯定的又可以是否定的、
right.
其实这个也是很好的对于一个人的夸奖和称赞对吧、就说某某人 is always on the ball.
He's always on the ball.
Yeah.
Unlike saying,that guy or that person always drops the ball.
Whoops! 所以就很形象嘛 on the ball, 比如 LeBron James,
right.
right? He's always on the ball. 你把这个球交给他很放心、
right.
或者 Giannis. 但是有些人比较不靠谱比较 flaky,、they always drop the ball.
Right.
所以意思就是我刚刚说的不太靠谱
Right, exactly.、Yeah, very unreliable.、
Yeah.
And of course, you could imagine Adam playing any kind of sports game.I'm sure that I would drop all the balls.
好，其实既然讲到这个 ball, 美语里面很多的俚语都是来自于一个球类项目，就是棒球。
Right, baseball.
对 ，baseball 也是非常美国的一个体育项目。
哒哒哒哒。
Yeah, I have to say, 我不太懂，或者说完全不懂 baseball.、我有一次到纽约旅游的时候，还花了很多的钱买了一张 New York Yankees，
哇、wow. ，
洋基队的现场的票。然后去看就我整个是在里面睡觉的因为当时又时差 jet lagged、而且完全看不懂而且 baseball is very like pretty slow、a game could be 4 hours
yeah it's a long long day
yeah but when someone hits it out of the park wow 这个就厉害了
right that's really cool so baseball not the world's most interesting sport
这是你说的
Well, it's fun to play. Like a lot of sports, it's fun to play. But there's a lot of downtime in the game. But if someone hits it out of the park, that's amazing. That is an incredible thing. So we use this phrase, hit it out of the park, to really praise someone who did something very well.
啊，比如说他在这次什么 presentation 当中或者考试当中表现非常出色，你可以说 Wow, they really hit it out of the park.
Right.
这里这个 park 其实我们不是讲了一个公园，它讲的就是 baseball 的那个球场。
Ballpark.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Since you talked about ballpark, 那我们就来看看这个俚语 a ballpark figure.
Right, right. So this is a figure that is not very precise, but it is good enough.
所以这里的 figure 是数字，是一个 number,
right.
对吧？比如人家问你这个 report 你要什么时候才写好，要花多少时间，你可以说 maybe a ballpark figure 大概 10 hours 什么的。
Oh yeah, Jenny always gets mad when we give her ballpark figures. She demands precision.
No, 你不觉得我经常跟你们说没关系，现在如果不确定 just give me a ballpark figure、
yeah.
for the time being.
In any case, we do use it for time, but ballpark figure most often gets used for money.
这倒是。
Right, money.So maybe you're going to get a new job and you need to talk salary, but you don't have all the details yet, but you have kind of an idea what you're looking for. That's a ballpark figure.
I'm expensive.
Yeah.
Well, the ballpark figure just very high.
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, like you're talking about, like my ballpark is in a tiny village somewhere. You are talking about Yankee Stadium.
哎呀，没有了。哎，其实 ballpark 也可以做动词用的，对吧？ You can say, oh, I'm just gonna ballpark it.
Yeah.
Or can you ballpark it?Ballpark it.
Yep.
是吧？你估计一下，预估一下啊。好，那哎 ，baseball 我们刚刚讲 hit it out of the park.、
Mm-hmm.
Baseball 是不是那个得分得最高分的就是 if you hit a home run?
Home run. Yes.、Yes. Exactly.
本垒打啊。那么 to hit a home run 和那个 to hit it out of the park 挺像的。
Well, if you hit it out of the park, it is a home run.
Oh, right. So that's how much I know about baseball.
Well, all hits out of the park are home runs. Not all home runs are out of the park.
Oh, so there are other ways to hit a home run.
You could have a home run because the other team is really bad.
Okay,
they're not
okay,
on the ball.
Okay. So to hit a home run, 比如说 Adam 这次录音表现特别好 Whoa, or I should say you always hit a home run、
thank、
when、
you.
we record.
Thank、you, thank you.
好，那关于 baseball, 我最后想说的两个是一些 surprising moves.
Okay. So there is one role or position in baseball called the pitcher. The pitcher throws the ball.
投手是吧？
Now there are many different ways that you can throw the ball. One of those is called the curveball.
Oh, curve 是就是弯曲的。
Yes, yes. So you'd think about you throw a ball, it's usually straight.
Yeah.
But some pitchers are very good and they can throw what is called a curveball.
Oh, 花样。
So that basically means you can imagine you don't expect that. So someone is giving you something that is very unexpected.
所以这个俚语当我们说 Oh, that was a curveball、
right.
Or someone threw in or threw a curveball
Threw me, usually threw me a curveball、
oh.
You could say threw in, sure, just throw a curveball
意思就是我完全没有想到对不对出其不意
Right
通常我觉得是会 cause some problem When we use this idiom
Oh yeah, it's not like、Hey, so-and-so did this unexpected thing And it's great、Yeah, it's usually like、Oh, we actually can't work with this client because they threw us this curveball, they have this other contract.
所以这个就比较像我们中文说半路杀出个程咬金就本来你觉得还蛮 smooth 的这个事情 you know, 进展挺好的然后 whoa, suddenly someone threw a curveball.
Right,
right,
exactly.
Or can we say out of left field?
Yeah, so left field is another position in baseball. This one also means a surprise or unexpected, but it doesn't really have that negative,
negative.
Connotation. It's just kind of like, whoa, that was pretty out of left field.
而且它可以称赞啊，就是说这个 move,、对不对、
oh, yeah,
这个举动
yeah, yeah.
out of left field 是出其不意、出其制胜的那种感觉。
Right, like、
yeah.
if Jenny just started speaking perfect German suddenly.
Wow!
well, that was kind of out of left field.
好，那看完那么多棒球的俚语之后呢，我们接下来再看看其他一些很好用的 sports idioms. This one is still the ball, 还是一个球，但这个好像是从 basketball 篮球来的。
Right, right.
或者网球。
I was thinking it could be tennis.
网球，对。
Yeah. So the ball is in your court.
Court, 因为网球那个球场叫 tennis court.
Right, tennis court or basketball court.
So what does this mean?
This means you are in control.
就是 it's your decision, right? 比如说 what shall we do next?然后你可以说 the ball is in your court, 不要来问我。
Yeah, so usually it's something that's fairly important.、Mm. Like it's not so much like, Jenny, what should we eat for lunch? Oh, the ball is in your court.
对对对，现在比较就像你说的 significant、mm-hmm. 重要一点的事情。
Right,、right. So again, it's not going to be for lunch. It's probably going to be things, maybe at work, maybe it's a project.
什么 negotiation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
对吧？在两方非常紧张的这个谈判当中、mm. 一方说我已经把所有我的条件什么都列出来了、
right.
Now the ball is in、
right.
your court.
You guys need to decide, do you、
exactly.
accept these conditions or...、
Yeah.
Or what?、Mm.
Who's calling the shots?
That's what you might need to ask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If the negotiating team, they're not working all that well together, or they're making crazy decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
You might think, who's making these decisions?
Yeah,
who's calling the shot?
We might have.
Yeah.
Anyway, 就是很常用的一个俚语它又出现了。
It's a great one. Yeah, it's a great one. Because, again, every single day, we either need to decide or choose to not decide.
诶，那不说 work situation,、mm. 比如说 relationship,、
yep.
他家的事情都是太太做主，我们可不可以说
yeah, my wife calls the shots
啊？可以的啊。好，那讲了很多球类俚语之后呢，其实 boxing 拳击也为英语贡献了一些很不错的俚语。
Yeah, America loves these sports.
Yeah, 我还记得小的时候看 Mike Tyson、mm.还有那个 Holyfield,
right?
因为我爸爸爱看、mm. 所以当时我还跟他一起看，可是我现在长大以后 I just can't watch any boxing. It's so violent,
right.
so cruel.
Right, but it has rules. There
yeah,
are lots
yeah.
of rules in boxing, and one very important rule is that you do not hit anyone below the belt.
你不能随便打，有一些部位是 no no、mm-hmm. 对不对？ Belt 就是
Waist、
mm.在腰部以下你不能
Right, right.
所以这个 if someone hits you below the belt,、mm. that's like 不守规矩对不对
Yeah, it's against the rules. So in life, we use this to mean that was unfair.
不公平没错
Right, so a hit below the belt, maybe I give Jenny some work and it's not my best work. I wasn't really on the ball、
yeah.
when I did this work.
但是我对你开始人身攻击
So、right.
I'm not talking about your work.
You're talking
I'm
about
talking
me.
Of, 对你这个人
Right.
对不对？说啊，你很笨，你很傻，
yeah, right.
什么
？That's below the belt, or maybe、yeah. something about like some mistake I made years ago,、mm. and like, oh, yeah, you bring that up again.
是是是。哎，我们可不可以说 that was below the belt?
That was below the belt. Yeah,、
oh.
yeah. So this one we can play with a little bit.
Either someone hit me below the belt,、mm. or that was below the belt.
Right.
好，那另外一个 boxing 相关的俚语是什么
Let's see. Oh, this one is towel related. We all like towels. Throw in the towel.
Towel 就是毛巾，对吧、mm-hmm. Towel 这个词的发音我觉得挺难的、
mm-hmm. Towel.
Towel.
Yeah. Or Jenny's favorite animal, the owl.
猫头鹰。好，那 towel 搞清了以后 What does throw in the towel 把毛巾丢进去的意思是什么
It means give up.
放弃、mm-hmm. 拳击里面是如果一方把毛巾丢到这个拳台上面就是说他认输了嘛
Yeah, like I'm throwing the towel, I'm done, I'm over
就是有点像举白旗嘛 Waving the white flag
The white flag of surrender
不是但我觉得 throwing the towel 不一定是你认输你 surrender、
mm-hmm.
就像你说它还有一个意思就是 I'm done, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, so it doesn't always need to be so dramatic. It could be, let's throw in the towel for today.
就我们休息。
Yeah.
或者有的人退休的时候、
mm.
他说 oh, I'm throwing the towel.、
Yeah.
我要退休了。
Right. There's、
okay.
all these different meanings of give up, surrender.、
Mm.
The point is that you are no longer doing something. You're
yes,
stopping.
Exactly.好，那接下来的这个，我昨天在 research 的时候说，这个是 from card game.
Poker, yeah,
poker,
this sounds more like poker to me.
Hi,
So to have the upper hand really just means to have all the benefits in a situation.
Oh, 就是占上风，对不对？
So like for example, negotiation. Who has the upper hand? It's usually the bigger company that has more time to wait.
So to have the upper hand 就是你有优势，你占上风。
Right.
好，那我们今天最后的两个俚语呢，一个是来自 American football，
yeah，
美式橄榄球，还有一个是来自我非常爱看、特别好看的体操 gymnastics。
Gymnastics. Okay, so yeah, it's amazing. We only have one football. Americans love football,、and we've only got one here, but it's an important one. Monday morning quarterback.
美式橄榄球的比赛很多都是在星期天的晚上、It happens on Sunday nights. 那么换言之，你如果到了第二天、Monday morning 星期一的早上，你才说啊，我是很厉害的四分卫 quarterback、
right.
是得分的，对不对？ And that's kind of useless.
Yeah, the idea is you're looking back on something that already happened. You're probably saying something like, I could have done better.
对。
Right? That is sort of the joke, is that this Monday morning quarterback is, oh, I would have thrown the ball better.
就是你行你上啊，但是他又没上，或者他根本就不行，他又很爱 critique。
Right.
发表意见批评别人。
It reminds me of another phrase not related to sports, armchair professor.
Professor 是教授、armchair 是一个椅子、
摇椅。So this is this idea of like, oh, I could have done better,、even though you're not in the game.
对
you are somewhere,
you're not participating.
You're not participating.
It reminds me of、a driving idiom.
Oh.
Backseat driver.
Oh, see, I was going to say paper tiger. We're getting all the idioms.
好了好了太多了 Let's wrap up, okay? What's the opposite of get the ball rolling?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.、Yeah. 今天最后的一个我觉得也特别适合 to end to wrap up our show.
Right.
And this idiom is?
Stick the landing.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So landing 这里呢说的是比如飞机 landing 就是着陆、
right.
但是大家想一个体操比赛、比如跳马、或者什么高低杠这种平衡木、
right.
这运动员落地这个 landing.
Yes, yeah. All of these things are happening in the air, but eventually
you need to land.
You need to land.
And you need to stick the landing.
Yeah, so you can have all these beautiful movements in the air, but if you land and then fall over,
exactly,
you didn't stick the landing.
对，所以 to stick the landing 就是落地很稳。那么它衍生出来的意思就是你最后有一个很好的结束，很好的结尾。
Right, exactly.
Now this phrase really gets used a lot when we talk about TV shows, TV series.
Yeah.
因为一个电视剧很长嘛、可能有好几季 many many seasons、
right.
and there are shows where 它前面几季都很好但最后一季特别差、
right.
and you can say oh that show really did not stick the landing
yeah and you know I'm sure we have made a show or two in the past
we started strong
started
got the ball rolling
yeah we got the ball rolling pretty well we were on the ball and then eventually we just dropped the ball
yeah
didn't stick the landing
didn't stick the landing
Jenny、you know hit Adam below the belt too manytimes Adam threw in the towel.
Well, did we stick the landing today? You guys tell us.
Right, right. Don't be afraid to be a Monday morning quarterback here. Let us know how we did.
好，那感谢大家的收听。We will see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.